The Media Foundation for West Africa is again raising alarm over the trend of partisan media ownership in Ghana. Under this system, the media are used by their owners in whatever way to achieve their political agenda. The foundation says incumbency abuse of the media, partisan media ownership, and improper political party communication are detrimental to peaceful elections as observed in the first round of elections in Liberia. It recommends that Ghanaian state-owned media be balanced in their programming and reportage, and also make them equally accessible to all parties contesting the 2012 elections. The program's officer of research and publication at the Media Foundation for West Africa, Beatrice Amwa, said this at a news briefing in Accra. It was on the observation of the foundation after monitoring the first round of elections in Liberia. Doreen Ampofu reports.
Ms. Amwa said the foundation observed in the Liberian elections that the media generally performed well despite a few complaints of biases. It commended the Liberian media for engendering public participation by helping voters to receive accurate and sufficient information. The Liberian media also came up for promoting patriotism through patriotic songs which were aired on the eve of the elections. However, there were accusations by some political parties, including the UP and CDC, of biases by the media. Mrs. Amwa said during the final day of campaigning, only the final campaign of the incumbent Unity Party was aired live on state radio. That of the opposition parties only received slots in subsequent news bulletins. Some opposition party bigwigs also owned media outlets that propagated their party's agenda. These, Mrs. Amwa said, heightened the tension in Liberia. She said if Ghana wants to achieve a peaceful election next year, it must address such issues.
Some opposition parties bigwigs owned media outlets that vigorously propagate their party's agenda. These sometimes result in media unprofessionalism. King's FM is owned by George Weah, the running mate to the standard bearer of the CDC. Related to the abuse of incumbency was the suspicious suspension of the director of the LBS. The monitoring showed that although it did not directly affect the operations of the station, the timing of the suspension by government was wrong and suspicious, thereby raising questions about government interference of the state broadcaster. Attitudes of and language used by political party communicators have the tendency to make or mar elections. As Ghana heads for election 2012, the MFWA urges political party communicators to commit to decent and violence-free language on political platforms or any other medium of communication.
The assistant coordinator of the West African Network for Peace, John DePorris, raised concern about treatment meted out to persons with disability in Liberia, especially the visually impaired and those who have difficulty moving around easily. He asked the Ghanaian authorities to address similar challenges in Ghana in relation to the 2012 elections.
Doreen Ampofu reporting.